This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Before I say that, some of the scholars say that al-afu is to forgive and as-safh is to forgive and forget. La ilaha illallah. To forgive and forget. There's a difference. Sometimes we forgive somebody, but we don't forget. And we tell them, I'll forgive you, but I don't forget. Isn't it? Right? Have we heard that from someone before? We forgive you, khalas, it's okay. Let bygones be bygones. We have to work together. So let's work together, but know that I don't forget. فَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. Be aware and tread the path of caution. Now, as-safah, as the scholars have said, some have said, is to forget. And this was a quality of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, we all know, was abducted from his home as a young boy. As a young boy, by his brothers, those that he considered his closest protectors. Wouldn't you hold the biggest grudge against your brother if he did that to you? He took you and threw you down the bottom of a well. Wouldn't you hold not any grudge, but the greatest grudge? Wouldn't you? Yusuf alayhi salam went through many tests as a result of being abducted from his home. Because as a result of being in the well, he was taken as a slave. And as a result of being taken, this was harmful. And as a result of being taken as a slave, he was transported to Egypt and sold as a slave. And this was harmful. And as a result of this, he was forced to live in a home of shirk and home of no morals. And this was harmful. And as a result of this, he was tested with adultery. And this was harmful. And Allah protected him. And as a result of this, he was thrown into prison. And this was harmful. Harm after harm after harm after harm. And the scholars of tafsir say Yusuf alayhi salam, between his abduction and being reunited with his family, went through more than 40 years. Which means Yusuf alayhi salam was in his 50s when Allah reunited him with his brothers. So Yusuf alayhi salam meets his brothers and they are in regret. And what does Yusuf alayhi salam immediately say? لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. He says, there's no harm for you today. There's no blame upon you today. Allah will forgive you. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. If it was you and I, and we the minister of Egypt, and these culprits walked in, immediately we would have arrested them and thrown them into prison. Not so? Years, decades of injustice, because of their injustice. But immediately when he sees them, and he sees them in regret, he says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. You are forgiven. Now, let's see what happens at the end of the story. When Ya'qub alayhi salam arrives, and Yusuf alayhi salam praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says,
وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي.
Allah, Yusuf alayhi salam says, after he's reunited with his family, and Allah was kind to me. When? When Allah removed me from the prison. Did he say when Allah removed me from the well? Which was more difficult for Yusuf alayhi salam, going to prison or being thrown into a well? In your view, a young boy around 7 years old, which is more difficult? Being thrown into prison as an adult, when you've chosen prison, or being thrown into the well? Into the well. So why doesn't Yusuf alayhi salam say Allah was good to me when he removed me from the well? Why does he say Allah was good to me when he removed me from prison? Why? Because he forgave and forgot. He forgot about the well. When he told his brothers in a few ayat before, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, there's no blame on you, يغفر الله لكم, and Allah will forgive you. So Yusuf alayhi salam exercises this quality of as-safh, this ability to forgive and forget, لا إله إلا الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the qualities of his anbiya, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Ameen.